From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus, where the Democratic presidential candidates held their latest debate.
That was last night, right there on the campus, Madeline, and sponsored by CNN.
That's right. CNN, you know, Alex, spent a lot of time promoting this debate as a make or break event for the candidates. You know, there's been some grousing among the political analysts that there really haven't been enough fireworks at these events so far.
Right. And Barack Obama hasn't taken on Hillary Clinton as forcefully as he should.
That's right. And yesterday, CNN took out a full-page ad in the New York Times promising some action. The ad said about the candidates, quote, "They're all warmed up. Tonight, the gloves come off."
It sounds more like they're going to be carrying a prize fight, which Vegas is also known for.
Exactly. And I think that's kind of what they were hoping for. Here's how the debate began.
Let me bring in Senator Obama, because you've been among those critical of Senator Clinton. You've suggested she's triangulating, whatever that means, on some of the key issues. She's running a textbook Washington campaign. You've suggested that. I want you to explain, if you don't mind, Senator, what do you mean by that?
Well, Senator Clinton, I think, is a capable politician, and I think that she has run a terrific campaign. But what the American people are looking for right now is straight answers to tough questions. And that is not what we've seen out of Senator Clinton on a host of issues, on the issue of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants.
And they were off. Third place Senator John Edwards also jumped in, repeatedly trying to paint Hillary Clinton as being too cozy with special interests.
She says she will bring change to Washington while she continues to defend a system that does not work, that is broken, that is rigged, and is corrupt.
Boo! Oh, gag.
77-year-old Babs Marr, watching the debate in a nearby auditorium, did not like the attacks.
He didn't need to say that. He's going to shoot himself in the foot with that kind of stupidity. You don't do that. This lady is brilliant. She's good at what she does. She has experience. They all do. But I just don't like that personal attack.
Later, a group of young women, students, having a late meal after the debate, said the same thing.
I'm Kelly Thompson.
Nina Cervana.
Amanda Davis.
We were talking about the mudslinging and how, like, Barack really played into it. And we were kind of really upset with how he played into it. And we felt that Hillary really adapted quickly to try and stop the mudslinging.
Yeah, but. And Edwards as well. And we were talking about how we kind of felt that CNN kind of encouraged it at the beginning. Like, they really tried to create that atmosphere.
And it wasn't the candidate's fault. It was CNN that asked this specific question that they just rambled on about for forever, and everyone else on the stage was, like, raising their hand, like, let us be a part of it.
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of college students were thankful for Joe Biden, I think. I mean, just seeing him standing over there, like, just leaning on his podium, like, come on, guys.
Senator Biden to weigh in. Senator
oh,
Biden.
No.
I want you to weigh in.
Don't do it. No. Don't make me speak.
I want you to. Go ahead. What do you think, Senator Biden, here's the question. What do you think about this exchange among Democrats? Is that good for the Democrats, or is it bad?
Hey, look, let's get to it, folks. The American people don't give a darn about any of this stuff that's going on up here. Look, they're sitting down. Seriously, think about
Here's
it.
Here's what Kelly, Amanda, and Nina do give a darn about.
Like, it's really good that we were talking about, like, Iraq and the military, our deficit, health care. Obviously, that's really important, too. But I was hoping to hear more about education.
They touched on it briefly with the higher education and the student loans, but they never went in depth with it.
One candidate specifically said all of these problems would be gone if we just focused on education.
I think it was Richardson.
And then someone else actually barely, he was like getting cut off, and he was saying that we need 16 years guaranteed of education and some plan. And I was like, give him more time. Like, I want to hear it.
That was Joe Biden.
I know. Everything good from tonight came from Joe Biden. I don't know. I didn't even know his name before
today. I didn't either. I never even heard of him.
So it sounds like he had a lot of problems with the media tonight. You had a problem with CNN more than with the candidates.
We did. And especially as UNLV students, we are outraged at the last question.
This is a fun question for you. Do you prefer diamonds or pearls?
I think as students in Las Vegas, we get stereotyped all the time of, you know, being these crazy, like, casino goers, you know. And then the only question from a UNLV student is diamonds or pearls?
Still, this debate got these students really excited to vote for a presidential candidate. It'll be their first time.
I think being on a college campus and having this all happen, it's like, now I'm definitely going to vote, you know.
That was Kelly Thompson, Amanda Davis, and Nina Cervana at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus, giving their reaction to last night's Democratic debate and their reaction to their first media spectacle.